This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th, joffrey.org.
You're listening to WBEZ. A federal judge has sentenced a former Illinois prison guard to 20 years behind bars. Alex Banta was convicted for his role in beating a man to death at Western Illinois Correctional Center. WBEZ reporter Shannon Heffernan has been reporting on prisons for years, with a focus on abuse and lack of discipline for guards. She was in the courtroom today when the sentence was handed down and joins us now from Springfield. Shannon, tell us more about what Alex Banta was convicted of doing.
Well, he was convicted of deprivation of civil rights and obstruction of justice for lying about the incident. What underlies this, though, is a very severe beating that Alex Banta participated in inside Western Illinois Correctional Center, in a part of the prison where there were no cameras and where staff knew there were no cameras and routinely used it to exact punishment on incarcerated people.
Banta addressed the judge today and asked for leniency. What did he say?
He described working in Western Illinois Correctional Center like being in the environment of a cult. That's the word he used, cult. He said he took the job when he was in his early 20s and he didn't really understand how much it was going to change him. He talked about there being a culture of violence and cover-ups. He said in a training he was told to forget what he learned at the training academy, and that there would be times at Western Illinois Correctional Center when he would have to ignore what he saw.
Larry Irvin is the man who was beaten to death. His brother addressed the court today. What did he say?
Both his brother and his son addressed the court today. His brother talked about how close they were. His son noted his mental illness, and he asked why he even had to be in prison. He was there for a theft. He stole a couple of watches, tried to sell them for $11. As a woman on the street was handing over the cash, he grabbed it and smacked her hand and walked away. That's what landed him behind bars. When the judge delivered the sentence, she actually got emotional. She had tears in her eyes, and she said, "The fact that Larry Irvin was in prison considering his mental illness is an indictment of our system."
Alex Banta's trial last year shed some light on the systemic problems that go beyond just this one guard. What do you think is the significance of his conviction and the sentencing?
Well, his sentencing definitely had significance for Larry Irvin's family. They said they were glad to hear him get a sentence that would send him to prison. They were disappointed with the length. They thought it should be longer. Irvin's brother also said that he thought that the systemic problems were not going to be solved until they fired everyone top to bottom. In court, the judge said that, you know, there's guards who participated or witnessed this incident and didn't say anything who are still on staff. Some of them had been promoted and got raises. So you think about the significance of the sentence for the individual, but you still have these larger systematic issues at play.
And there are two other former guards that are involved in the beating that haven't been sentenced yet. What's next for them?
So they will be sentenced next week. Todd Scheffler will be sentenced first, and then Willie Hedden. They have similar charges to Banta. However, Willie Hedden participated with prosecution. In fact, he testified today, and he pled guilty. So we might see a lighter sentence for him.
That's WBEZ criminal justice reporter Shannon Heffernan talking to us about a former Illinois prison guard who received a 20-year sentence in court today. Shannon, thanks.
Thank you.
This is WBEZ.